15th at 6:30 PM. City Attorney, any items from closed session to report?
Mayor and Council, there was no closed sessions and nothing to report.
Great, thank you. Pledge of Allegiance, if you could all rise, please. Donald, can you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving on to item four, roll call, Madam Clerk.
Sir, Council Agency Authority Member Taylor.
Here.
Here, thank you. Council Agency Authority Member Van.
Here.
Council Agency Authority Member Warren.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chairman Ramirez.
Here.
And Mayor Chairman Shaver.
Here.
Thank you. Item five, special presentations and awards. Presentation of certificates of recognition to the 2022 Citizens Academy participants for completion of the four-week community and leadership development program. I believe, Xenia, this is you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. I would like to recognize this year's Citizens Academy graduates. They participated in a number of sessions with all of our department heads, our city manager, council members, other elected officials, and our experts in city functions now. So if you'd like, if you don't mind, I'd like to introduce them all. Their certificates.
Yes, please.
And if I call your name.
Xenia, would you like council to go below and hand out certificates?
Yes, I can. Thank
you. Of course.
Let's start with Kenneth Bloom. Rex De La Rosa. Ricardo Garcia. And I have Bud and Nancy Heitman. Mohammed Homayi. Abdul Kamosh. Marilyn Knox. Ali Nguyen. We have Harry Nguyen. We have Mr. Dwayne Normand, who could not join us this evening. Mike Pierce. Jerry Ristrom. Donald Torres. Lan Tran. and Elizabeth Winkler.
Mr. Charles, this is right in the middle, please. Absolutely. This is your night.
Congratulations.
Before I open it up for my colleagues to say a few words, I just want to appreciate everybody showing up and doing your part to being a knowledge and well-rounded citizen for the city of Stanton. You guys are our lifeline. You guys are kind of our bench, if you will. So when we're moving on, we have opportunities to go ahead and pull from and not skip a beat. So appreciate the awareness, appreciate the dedication that you guys have to the city. And I'm going to be off this bench in about 10 minutes, but I'm always available. So if you guys want to call me, ask the clerk. She has my information. You can email me. You can call me. I can offer any kind of perspective that you guys may be looking for. That said, I'm going to open it up to my colleagues. Carol, any thoughts?
I'm a graduate of the Citizens Academy. I learned a lot. I thought it was a wonderful experience. I think everybody should go through it.
Okay.
That way, a lot of times when you're ready to get grumpy at the city, like, how can they do that to us? You find out it's not the city, it's Sacramento, or this is why this happens or that happens. And it really makes her a happier citizen to know what's exactly going on in their city. So I hope more of you do Citizens Academy next year, and thank you for doing it this year. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carol.
So I, like Carol, I also participated in Citizens Academy several years ago, and I am so pleased when I see all these familiar faces. I know Bud and Nancy have participated multiple times, as well as Jerry. I believe Jerry participated the same year I did. And so it brings me so much joy to see so many engaged residents. That's so important, because now you guys are basically the ambassador for our city. And I hope that you guys take this opportunity to consider being further involved in our city. I know that next year we'll be having several commission and committee seats available, so I hope you will consider applying for those seats when they become available next year, and that you will encourage your friends, families, the neighbors to also participate in Citizens Academy next year. So thank you so much for stepping up, spending so many of your Wednesdays learning about the city, and I hope you'll continue to stay involved. Thank you.
Mr. Taylor, who's virtual, your thoughts?
Thanks. I think it's important that you realize that the foundation of the academy was to give not only an opportunity for you to serve in the city, but also to learn what you could do in your capacity as either a volunteer or a person on the commission. It gives strength to what we do, because if we have good people like you serving, as you go through the different levels, it will make our community stronger, our council better, and of course, knowing the staff before you get here. And to show you how effective it is, we actually have living proof here tonight. You go to the academy for a couple of weeks, and you're a city councilman. So I think it's important that you understand the value of it. And Donald, we're really happy to have you on board, so thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Closing that out, let's go on to consent calendar. Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
I'd like to pull 6L.
6L, L is in Larry. Do we have a motion for the balance?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Carol, to you, 6L.
I just thought it'd be good if we could receive an explanation of the different services that we're going to receive from this and why we decided to go with the county instead of individual vendors.
Okay. City Manager.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor and members of the council. So this is part of the contract city model, and the city's intent is to have multiple contractors and vendors that we are able to pull from when we have projects that we would like to assign. The county has long been a good partner, and they're really important in terms of urgency or emergency work. This is one of many contracts that the city will consider awarding in the upcoming year as part of a participant California State Public Works Contracting Program. In January, after the council adopts the revised purchasing and contract guidelines based on the input that was provided at the last meeting, Public Works will be issuing a call for requests for qualifications on Public Works job boards, websites. We'll be advertising that any vendor or contractor interested in working with the city have an opportunity to submit their qualifications and the types of work that they and services they provide along with rates. And whenever the city has a job that exceeds the capacity of our in-house staff, we would go out to that pool of contractors and vendors, including the county, who provides a written cost estimate prior to doing any work, and we would award based on best quality, best price, best availability. So it's really a support system to our existing maintenance crew, which is staffed at 5 people. Currently at 4 right now. We have a vacancy because of a recent promotion, and just because the contract is based at a certain not to exceed, that doesn't guarantee that that amount of work will be awarded to any one vendor. Of course, the overriding budgetary cap on any of our contracts is set at the council's approved and adopted operating budget.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and move.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Number 7, public hearings. We have none. Unfinished business. 8A, approval of ordinance number 1124. This ordinance was introduced at the regular city council meeting dated November 22nd, 2022. I'm turning over to the clerk at this time.
Mayor Pro Tem. As Mr. Mayor Pro Tem reported, this is approval of ordinance number 1124. This ordinance was introduced at the regular meeting of city council meeting November 22nd, 2022. I will now read the title of the ordinance, 1124. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of Stanton amending and restating Chapter 5.77, Commercial Cannabis Businesses, of Title 5, Business Licenses and Regulations of the Stanton Municipal Code, and determining the ordinance to be exempt from CEQA, pursuant to the state of CEQA guidelines. The recommended action this evening is that City Council adopt and approve ordinance number 1124. That completes staff's report. Happy to answer any questions.
Council? Nope. Is it a roll call vote?
Get a motion first?
I'll move it.
Motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Vann?
Yes.
Councilmember Warren?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ramirez?
Yes.
And Mayor Shaver?
Yes.
Thank you. Item 9, new business. 9A, proposed ordinance amending provisions of Chapter 5.04. And proposed new chapter 5.18 related to personal services and proposed termination of moratorium relating to specified personal services and medical office businesses, and determining the ordinance to be exempt from CEQA. I'm going to turn it over to the attorney.
Thank you, Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, City Council members. Item 9A relates to personal care services and is generally amendments being proposed to Chapter 504, which is business licenses, in adding a new Chapter 5.18 related to personal services. I'll back up a moment and give a little bit of history. This item originally came up earlier this year. There were some spas in the city, and it's worth kind of noting that day spas, which include waxing, facials, and things that are provided to customers, services provided to customers, kind of back rooms, are not regulated comprehensively like massage services, for example. And so there's a couple of police operations that discovered there were illicit activities going on there, and so the city council adopted a moratorium on those particular uses, personal care uses, within the city. That was in June 2022. It was extended in July 2023, but narrowed to really just focus on the personal care services that occur in the back rooms. So the purpose of those moratoriums was to allow city staff to study the issue, analyze the issue. What city staff was able to do during that six-month period, a little bit seven-month period, was to look at other cities' codes to see how those are regulated. And what we see in today's agenda are regulations that we're proposing for the city to consider. So one is kind of a tightening of the business licenses. So one of the things that we want all businesses to acknowledge is that when they apply for a business license, they accept responsibility for what their employees, their contractors, their agents and representatives do. So that's kind of a new thing. And then the other set of the proposed changes is a chapter related to personal care services that have backgrounds where they provide private services. And it has some application requirements. So to the extent that you have those services in a background, site plan, and then reasonable regulations, so an outright ban on there should be no illicit activity in those premises, right? And if the city council adopts this ordinance or introduces this ordinance for first reading, we suggest that the moratorium can be terminated as of December 31st, 2022. Also, this agenda package is a report that kind of describes all the steps that city staff has taken to analyze and so with that I'm open up for questions.
Any questions? Gary, any questions?
No.
Great. Dave.
If you remember when the state of California took over our massage parlor businesses, it goes so out of control that we have maybe what? I think it was 55.
46.
Okay, we were close. And once they gave that authority back to the city, we ended up with maybe 5 or 6. And so the reason we put this moratorium is we wanted to make sure that we had the correct enforcement to maintain that statute. So before we vote on it, I would just like to get an update from our public safety, if that's okay.
Mayor, members of council, the current status of the, and I assume you're referring to the massage establishments in town, you are correct. It went from the upper 30s, low 40s, down to 9 licensed massage facilities. What has been effectively done by our city attorney is closing the loophole on the day spas, which some of those were acting as massage parlors. In effect, the system worked. Both of those locations were closed and are no longer conducting that type of business. So due to the numbers that we are currently addressing, we are able to maintain a reasonably aggressive schedule in terms of inspections, where each location in the city is inspected every 2 months, and that's a very, very high rate compared to where we were previously.
And we did get a chance to make sure that the distance between the businesses became effective, correct?
Correct. So one of the tools that we sought and then was approved by council was a distancing requirement, and once that was implemented, it has been particularly helpful in limiting the numbers of limiting the availability of spaces that new massage establishments could establish massage establishments could enter into. And additionally, I think it has made existing establishments realize that they do not want to lose their place and be locked out. So although there were a couple cases came out of the day spas, those were dealt with effectively. And then with the assistance of the Sheriff's Department, once cases are handled like that, word gets out, and we feel that things have tightened up quite a bit.
Yeah, and my last question is for the attorney. If we wanted to reinstate such an ordinance or something similar to it, I know that you have to have certain kind of public hearings and everything to get a moratorium. If we necessitated ourselves or we had to change it, how long would it take for us to get a moratorium similar to this back into place if we needed it?
Mayor and council, typically a moratorium, it's introduced as an urgency ordinance. We have to make the appropriate findings that there is an immediate health, welfare, and safety issue that necessitates that ordinance goes into effect immediately, instead of kind of this first reading, second reading period. So we could do that almost immediately if the findings could be made. Extending a moratorium requires a public hearing and more noticing, but on the initial, just emergency ordinance, as long as those findings can be made.
When we're doing this, will this also encompass the distancing regulations we had with the massage parlors 500 feet away from churches, schools, so on and so forth?
Yes, Mayor and Council, draft ordinance actually explicitly provides that there should be a there is going to be a 500 separation type of uses from massage establishments and type of uses from similar uses. So that is explicit in the ordinance.
Okay. Thank you.
Pleasure of the council.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Roll call, please, sir.
Sorry, roll call.
Council Member Taylor?
Yes.
Council Member Van?
Yes.
Council Member Warren?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ramirez?
See.
And Mayor Schauber?
Yes.
The item passes.
Wonderful. Thank you. Item 10, oral communications. At this time, members of the public may address the City Council's successor agency, Stanton Housing Authority, regarding any items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the City Council's successor agency, Stanton Housing Authority, provided that no action may be taken on non-agenda items. City Clerk, do we have any?
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, we have none.
Okay, I guess I close.
You got SCI.
Sure, I
can
do that. Anyone from the public like to speak at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the hearing. Thank you. Moving to item 11, written communications, we have none. Item 12, Mayor, Chairman, Council, Agency, Authority, Initiated Business. Hearing none, we move on to 12A, Committee Reports, Council, Agency, Authority, Announcements.
Alex, you want to talk about the tree thing we got? That's kind of cool.
Sure.
Go ahead.
So, three members of the City Council, myself, had the pleasure of doing a Christmas tree photo shoot in front of Home Depot for our Adopt a Tree program. So I believe our city selects members of our community to receive a free Christmas tree as well as decoration of our courtesy of PPK. So thank you so much for a couple members of council for joining me that day to take that photo shoot. And thank you so much to Home Depot as well as organizations that were involved in supplies for our needy camps.
Cool.
And our city manager was there too.
Thank you.
Support. Thank you. 12B, Council Agency Authority Initiated Items for Future Meeting.
Yes, we had talked about this in the past, but I wanted to see, get an update and maybe some type of a, looking at an ordinance that would allow along the storm channels where we have a Constantine wire and barbed wire to find a way in which we could get that up and then also camouflage. What is the areas that need to be camouflaged from public site? But it's very effective for the county. So some of the areas that have it are on city property or city-owned businesses. So I think we need to probably take a look at that. That's all.
Do we need direction?
You're so bad.
I'm not. It's bad. Wonderful. 12C. Council agency authority initiated items for a future study session. Hearing none, we move on to 12D, swearing in seating of new council members. The Orange County Register of Voters and the Stanton City Council has declared and determined that as of the results of the general municipal election held on November 8, 2022, Mr. David John Chauver was elected as mayor for the full term of 4 years, and Mr. Donald Torres was elected as mayor of the Stanton City Council to represent Electoral District 1 for the full term of 4 years, and Mr. Gary Taylor was elected as mayor of the Stanton City Council to represent Electoral District 3 for the full term of 4 years. I now turn to the city clerk for the swearing in and the oaths.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. And at this time as well, we'd like to move the gavel back over to the presiding officer, the mayor. And at this time, I would like to invite our mayor, Mr. David John Chauver, to the floor here. Mr. Donald Torres and Mr. Gary Taylor, we'll just have you here and all ears and ready to go.
I don't need them anymore.
I have to punch holes with the punch holes.
You got some. Only good news.
At this time, we are going to go ahead and proceed with the mayor and Mr. Gary Taylor, and Mr. Torres will be sworn in separately by our council member. Mr. Shaw, should have thought that out better. Just so I can get you in the camera view, and then have Mr. And Mr. Chauver, how would you like to proceed? Would you like me to read the oath? Like to after? Perfect. So, Mayor Chauver and Council Member Taylor, if you could please stand and raise your right hand. A bit awkward on Zoom, but thank you. I, Mr. Mayor, please state your full name. Mr. Taylor, please state your full name. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that it will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that it would bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of California, and that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter?
I do.
Sure. Congratulations and welcome back. Applause for our mayor. Thank you so much. And so at this time, I'd like to invite Mr. Donald Torres and Councilmember Van. Councilmember Van will go ahead and swear in Donald Torres this evening.
All right, so I have the distinct pleasure of swearing in Mr. Donald Torres. I'm going to have you raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California and the Constitution, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. We'd also like to, as part of your winning your election for your district, get a certificate of election. So, isn't that with pride?
Carol.
Also, Mr. Sharver, you get one as well.
Oh, thank you.
And Mr. Taylor, you get one as well, and I'll make sure that gets to you, sir. And we also have dignitaries that have also, we have Doug Chafee's office that has presented with you guys with a certificate as well.
You gotta come back, sir.
I gotta come back?
Yes,
it's not over till it's over.
No.
You said it was done.
You're gonna get your steps in today.
Okay, we're at 12E. This is recognition of outgoing Mayor Pro Tem Rigoberto A. Ramirez. We do have several presentations, so I think before the council gets to speak, we'll go ahead and introduce the representatives that are here tonight. You want to take care of that?
Yes. So we don't have any. Oh, who do I see? I have my Scott, my Scott Doe here from Josh Newman's office.
Scott, come on up because you get to go first.
Good evening, council. Dan, sorry. My name's Scott. I'm here from Senator Josh Newman's office. I'm honored today to present my condition Mayor Pro Tem Ramirez for his faithful service to residents here, as well as his partnership, collaboration with our office, as we call the city board. If you can,
okay, so why don't you bring him down or give him time? Okay.
Thank you.
from Doug Chafee. It says, on behalf of the Orange County Board of Supervisors, I commend you for your 10 years of public service as both mayor and mayor pro tem and as a council member. Thank you for your dedicated hard service, hard work and service, improving the quality of life for the residents of Staten. I'll issue me that one.
Need a microphone. These are Rigoberto's name tags that have been on the dais ever since he was a council member, and mayor pro tem and mayor over the years. He served in all three capacities. So, going around and don't remember your name.
Patricia, do we have the big one? Rigoberto made one request, and I think we were able to fulfill that. He said he wanted the flag that flew over City Hall when he first got elected many years ago as a memoriam of remembering of his years of service to the community. So we actually got the right flag, and we folded it the right way, and it's got your gavel when you were mayor and some pictures with us. In that picture, you look so much older, so that's a good thing. So that means everything's going to be fine. Anyway, on behalf of not only our whole community, city staff, Alice, Carol, Harry, and myself, plus all your predecessor assembly members, and our former council members, we want to truly thank you for a job well done. We know that you were more than dedicated to the city. It was very passionate, especially our business community. I think our business community is thriving and doing a much better job because of the things that you established over that period of time. We know that when it was tough decision time, you always did what was in the best interest of our community, and I applaud you for that. You know, sometimes being in your position is difficult, but it seems that you always mowed your way through all the information and came up with the right answers for everyone. I think one of the things that I liked best was not only were you able to communicate with our business community, but you also listened to the residents. And that was one of the characteristics I remember most about you, that you, even though you were very busy in your regular bit job, you still had time to know everything that was going on in the city. And so sometimes you surprise me when I try to catch you with a secret because you already knew about it. So anyway, on behalf of everybody, we want to thank you for that. We hope that you put this in a place of honor in your home. And you're not very old, so you know there's always an opportunity for you to come back, Rico. Thank you.
So I'm the newest member on council, and I remember my first week joining council. I had the great pleasure of having a good conversation with Rico at the time. And I remember him telling me about some of the innovative things he brought to the city. Things like talk on the blocks, things like revitalizing the Stanton Business Alliance and having these business visits. And it made me realize, speaking to a man who's been on council for quite some time and me being so new, that I wanted to have certain goals too to accomplish during the short time that I have on this city council. So Rigo, thank you so much for being an inspiration, a mentor, and especially showing me what is possible in our capacity as a city council member. I remember asking him, you know, what was one of the proudest moments you had on council? And I remember him saying something like, in and out. That was one of his goals, is bringing in and out to Stanton. And he accomplished it. So thank you so much for that. We will always remember the legacy that you left. And I'm sure that Donald will have very big shoes to fill.
Can I have Giovanna Ramirez come up? I asked the city this year if we could recognize the faithful and patient wives of councilmen, because it's an all-family affair. It's not just about the council people. This woman has logged hours of listening to endless talks on politics and kept a smile on her face, even though I think she was trying to fall asleep. And Nicholas Rigo's son, same way. Always there, always had an ear, always wanted to know what was happening. So I'd like to have a round of applause for Rigo's entire family, who have all been great servants of Stanton. I've probably been on council, Dave and Rigo, we've been together for 10 years, and Rigo can take the most complex problem you can think of and bring it down to, are we doing door number one? Are we gonna do door number two? Are we gonna do door number three? He has an analytical mind that can dissect those problems and make them simple to solve. And that's a rare quality. Always been there for the citizens of the city. Like, he'll go and he'll sit at In-N-Out and talk to anybody. He'll go sit at another restaurant and talk to anybody. And that's how he finds out what's going on in his head. And it's just been a pleasure. He's got a wonderful wit about him. And it's just an absolute pleasure to serve with him in 10 years. And he'll be serving with us all the time. So, here we go.
A lot to say. You guys know it's typically my style. So, once upon a time, there was a guy who, a 56-year-old welcomed him to the family. At that time, the 56-year-old wasn't doing very well. He was a couple of months away from bankruptcy. Neighbors looked down on him. And more importantly, just the overall vibe within the family wasn't very strong. But after a couple of meetings, I realized something. That while money was thin in this family, it was abundantly clear that strong wit, strong determination, and wisdom was abound here. And when I mean wisdom, I mean the knowledge where it intersects with a strong moral compass to do the right thing. That's what we have here. It's truly amazing, right? Fast forward 10 years later, Stanton is now a very vibrant 66 years young. According to the state of California, we are the most fiscally sound city of anywhere within LA and Orange County. That deserves a round of applause for everyone here. Thank you. Our image, our brand has never been stronger. We now have businesses that want to come and establish here. We have people that actually come and see this as a destination. And more importantly, we have families that actually move here because they want to raise their children here. In this journey, I've met a lot of people. I've met millionaires, billionaires, Secret Service agents, FBI agents. I've met former secretaries of state to the United States. I've met former White House chiefs of staff. And I've met other cabinet members from former presidents. And while their resumes are very, very impressive, they don't hold a candle to the culture and the people that we have here within these walls. You've always heard me say that the culture here is second to none. And I cannot say it enough. What we have here is something unbelievably special. We have people that want to work here. We have people that want to do right by the residents, by the business, and within each other. And that is hard to find. So let's continue to cultivate that, and let's make it grow. Because that's truly one of the many foundations of what got us here today. And to the entire city staff, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. Thank you for believing in the vision and for the unbelievable execution of the plan that got us here today. So thank you, entire staff. To council, thank you for the healthy tension. Thank you for the productive conversations. Thank you for making me wiser, a little more knowledgeable, and a lot more patient. Yeah, you. But don't ever forget, being on council is a contact sport. So continue to connect with business owners. I was fortunate enough to, as mentioned earlier, to go out and visit with businesses on a monthly basis, myself and staff. Continue to do those. Do the quarterly lunch and learns. Do the annual business appreciation luncheon. That is the only way we're going to understand what our business community needs. And as they succeed, we succeed. Continue to connect with Talks on the Block. Our residents is the second pillar that created our success. Listen to them. Understand what they're looking for. You're going to come across two types of people when you do Talks on the Blocks. You have your fixers and you have your makers. The fixers are low-hanging fruit. The fixers will tell us, fix this light, fix this crack on the sidewalk. That's an easy punch list. It's up to us to pull out the makers. Those makers are in the crowd. Those makers are the people that aren't interested in fixing stuff, but they want to be part of a solution going forward. They have great ideas. They are our eyes and ears. They will continue to build this going forward. So before you engage and create another five-year plan, make sure you follow these two guidelines first. And of course, continue to engage staff. But let's remember, staff does not work for us. They work with us. The same people that pay their salaries pay our salaries. Let's continue to work together. Let's be mindful of their time, and let's be respectful of their time going forward. And this it here, guys, this needs to be motivated and driven by solutions and not by emotion. I know it's easier said than done because we get all kinds of stuff day in and day out. But let's remember, you manage to policy and not to headlines. You don't give a handout, you lend a hand. You want to be part of the solution. And while we can all vote one way or the other, or we all have political affiliation, that stays outside. No disrespect to the people that we have here today in Sacramento, but there's no place for that here. Sacramento does Sacramento, we do Stanton. Our residents deserve that. So be an independent thinker. Think for yourselves. Think on behalf of the residents. Do not be influenced by other third parties. That's just noise. This job at the end of the day is unbelievably simple. Because if you're looking at stuff, and if it doesn't benefit the residents or the business owners, it's noise, and you can ignore it. Make it easy on yourselves. And for all the businesses that opened their doors for me over the last 10 years, thank you. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for the collaboration. Thank you for making us what we have today. And for the probably 1,020-something businesses that have actually opened their doors here in Stanton over the last 10 years, thank you for believing in the vision. And for all the other businesses that have been here 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60-plus years, can't thank you enough. Continue to lead. Continue to be part of the solution. And all, we already talked about the residents, right? Continue to engage them. They are our eyes and ears. It's pretty cool. I go on a morning walk. It's not much, right? I have witnesses. It's not a big walk. It's a mile and a half. But within that mile and a half, I smell coffee. I smell laundry. I smell chorizo con huevos. And then I smell Vietnamese dishes. Is it cha cha or cha cha? The fish. Cha cha. Thank you. Yes. I smell that too, only because I asked. So a very eclectic community. So let's pull from those. Hey, let's see what they can do to make us bigger, better, and more profitable in a much better industry. And if I did the math, 79,000 cars pass Beach Boulevard every single day. You guys heard me. When I did this 10 years ago, it was only 72,000. So I thank every single one of those cars that pass Beach Boulevard. Why? Because they see what we're doing. and they are boosting our reputation by telling everybody else the great things that we're doing. And I also want to thank them, because from time to time, they no longer see us as a pass-through industry. They see us actually as a destination because of our parks, because of our entertainment. So that's really cool as well. And if I did the math again, I'd realize that I've missed 265 dinners. So thank you to Javon and Nicholas. Couldn't have done it without you guys. It was the rescheduling of birthdays, anniversaries, cutting vacations short because of the commitment we had here. So thank you. I could not have done it without you guys. I leave this office a very wealthy individual, wealthy in relationships, experiences, and for being a part of something that actually made a difference. Friends, family, thanks. So many great yesterdays, and it was an honor and a privilege, your public servant.
Yes.
this time, we're now what we do, we're going to do what we call the changing of the guard. So thank you, Mr. Ramirez. I'm going to have you bow down. And we won't shift everyone over this evening, but Ms. Torres, please come to the dais, and this will be your seat.
Don't worry, Gary, it's only temporary.
Sorry, Gary.
As far as we'd like to welcome you to the council and to the dais.
Okay, at this time we're going to do our annual reorganization. And so, in a moment, I'm going to go ahead and open up nominations for Mayor Pro Tem.
I'd like to nominate Councilmember Carol Warren, please.
Okay.
Other nominations?
Yeah, are there any, we'll have to have a second.
We can open the nominations first and then vote on the motion in a second if you'd like.
Okay, well, I'm going to nominate Alice Vann.
Good, I'll second that.
One moment. Are there any other nominations for Mayor Pro Tem? Hearing none, Mr. Mayor, if you can please close the nominations.
Okay, I'll be closing nominations, and now we only have one candidate.
Yes.
So at this time, let's go ahead and take a vote.
Yes, so we'll do pleasure of the council. We had Councilmember Vann start, and she motioned that Mayor, that Councilmember Warren, Mayor Pro Tem. Do we have a motion?
I'll push.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Would you like to do a roll call?
Okay, so would you let everybody know what we're voting on? Okay.
Okay, so right now we have a motion and a second for Councilmember Warren to be Mayor Pro Tem. Councilmember Taylor? Councilmember Taylor for Mayor Pro Tem, Carol Warren?
No.
What did you say?
I said no.
Okay.
Councilmember Torres?
No.
Councilmember Warren?
I'm voting for Alice.
Councilmember Vann?
I'll vote for Carol.
We didn't have a second where we were voting on Carol.
Yes,
Carol.
My
stupid.
Apologies. Okay. So that motion has failed. So council, or Mayor Shaver has.
Okay, well, let me, point of order. Okay, the point of order was, is that there was no second nomination for Carol Warren.
Correct.
With no second for nomination, she could not become a viable candidate. Therefore, we only have one candidate, who is Alice Vann. And so we should be voting on whether or not Alice Vann is the mayor pro tem.
We had a second by Torres. But yes, so let's go and move forward with Vann.
Okay, so right now we're going to be voting on Alice Vann as the next mayor pro tem of the city of Stanton.
Do we have a motion?
Yes, I'll move it.
Do we have a second?
I will second it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Mr. Mayor, congratulations.
All right,
to
you get to move up and see Alice. Come on.
We have like 2 minutes left to this meeting.
It's okay. And then, Carol, you're going to be right there, right?
Yes.
And then Mr. Taylor, and then Mr. Torres.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, that was easy. Okay, let me make a quick thing because we're on reorganization. So there are several committees both at the local and this county level. I'm currently the chairman of the City Select Committee for the county, and so all of us mayors make a decision on boards and appointments. Also, I'm going to appoint you guys to different boards. So what I would like is for the city clerk to give each of you a list of all the openings, which are all open, and if you would let me know which committee you want to serve on, I will then go into consideration. We also want to make sure that it fits into your schedule and that you'll be able to represent the city at those meetings. So we'll get that taken care of, and we'll take care of that at our next meeting. Okay? That being said, we'll have items from the attorney.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I have no items tonight.
Okay, and now from our, do you want to be a manager or executive director?
City manager is fine.
Okay, from our esteemed city manager.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor and Council. No items from me tonight.
Okay, and now a report from my equally favorite agency, Orange County Fire Authority.
Good evening, Mayor. First of all, congratulations. It's been quite a night to enjoy this and be part of this event with the rest of you in the City Council this evening. So, Mayor, City Council members, and staff, it's my pleasure to provide the following OCFA operational report for November of 2022. We had a total of 354 emergency incidents in the city during that month, of which 14 were fire. We had 322 EMS, 18 hazardous materials type calls with a total of 354. Additionally, with our engine and medic squad 46 responding into the unincorporated area of Orange County, there were a total of 69 calls, three of which were fires, 63 EMS rescue, and three hazardous materials calls. One call to highlight is we had on November 24th, crews responded to a structure fire at 10961 Endry in Orange County Unincorporated, serviced by Fire Station 46. Crews arrived on scene and found a well-involved structure fire at the vacant structure. Due to high winds in the area and amber castings downwind, the fire was upgraded to a second alarm with an immediate threat to exposures. The fire was isolated to the structure of origin. The fire was placed under control with no reported civilian or firefighter injuries. Damage was determined to be approximately $200,000 to the structure and $50,000 to the contents. Investigators did determine that the cause to be arson, and one male subject was arrested in connection with the fire by OCFA investigators and the Orange County Sheriff Department. We had some community events as well, with the engine and medics participating in an after-school program at the Family Resource Center. Additionally, they participated just recently in the annual Christmas tree lighting and delivery of Santa. Miscellaneous information right now, the OCFA is participating in the Sparkle Love Toy Drive. And it's collecting toys at all of our OCFA fire stations throughout the county, with our goal this year to collect 30,000 toys and deliver them to families for the holidays. Our safety message for this month is focusing on home holiday safety, obviously keeping candles away from flammable objects, space heaters, and electrical fire safety with the danger of overloading circuits with many of the plugs and things which go into lighting a lot of the decorations we have at this time of year. And then coming up here on December 18th, OCFA and Engine 46 will be participating again in the Santa Siren Express, which we're looking forward to doing that a lot on Sunday. This concludes the Orange County Fire Authority report for the month of November. I'm open to any questions if you have any.
Okay, thank you for that, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Any questions for OCFA? Okay. Just an announcement, we lost our chairwoman. She termed out, and we lost our vice chair because he didn't get reelected. So I'll be serving as the interim, since I'm the past chair of OCFA, I'll be serving that capacity for a couple of months. So if you need anything, be sure you let me know, because it's a good shot for us at this time, okay? I'm going to adjourn tonight's meeting honoring the Ramirez family, Rigo, Javon, and Junior. We want to thank you for all that you've done over the years. You know, it's not just council things that you've done. You've actually been very active in the community. Javon, I know you've worked with the women in the community, and you guys have dedicated so much of your time. So it's my honor to adjourn this meeting on behalf of your entire family. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And Feliz Navidad.